Hello.
Hello, my name is Stuart. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purpose. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
This is me, Bridget Bates.
Bridget, how may I assist you?
I'm laid off for 2 weeks. And I wanted to file a claim.
Okay, and when would you go back to work?
I will go back next Monday.
When was your last day working?
Not this past week, but the week before.
We have to have a date, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, let me see. Let me calculate it in my brain right quick. I think it was the 27th because I know it's on a Thursday. I don't have a calendar.
Ma'am?
I said I don't have a calendar. I think it was the 27th, though.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
How you doing?
I'm well, and thank you for asking. How are you?
Besides the sinus headache, I think I'm okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, it's been rough.
Yes, especially it's hot, too.
Yeah.
Let me get myself set up here.
You go right ahead. Take your time, honey. I ain't in no hurry.
May I have your social security number?
Yes. 372-80-0257.
For security purpose, can you please repeat your social security number?
Yes, 372-80-0257.
May I have your first and last name?
Bridget, B-R-I-D-G-E-T-T-E, Bates, B-A-T-E-S.
And Bridget, may I have your date of birth?
4/25/66.
And may I have your mother's maiden name?
Thomas.
I'm putting the wrong thing right there. Okay, you don't have a file, so. Okay, Bridge, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
We have to go over a fraud acknowledgement with you. You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me. Mouth is getting dry. Just give me a sip of water. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefit in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and needs only to file for TA benefits?
No.
Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Okay. And can you give me your first name and spell it for me again, Bridget?
Bridget, B-R-I-D-G-E-T-T-E, Bates, B-A-T-E-S.
Do you have a middle initial you want to use?
E.
Has your name changed since your last file?
No.
Have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
And have you worked on a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
May I have your phone number beginning with your error code?
Yes. 256-398-0503.
Thank you for that. And bye-bye. And do you have a driver's license?
Yes, I do.
What state is your license issued from?
Alabama.
May I have your driver's license number?
Yes, 6409765.
And repeat your date of birth.
04-25-1966.
Are you okay?
Just that morning coughing. I'm normally up by 4 o'clock, but since I've been off, I've been getting up around 7 or 8, 7.
I don't blame you. I blame you. When I'm not on the weekends, when I'm not working, I'm getting up late too.
And I don't have no grandbabies, but one is on the way. They've been dropping kids off every day. I'm so sick of kids. I don't know what to do.
Tell you off of work. You ain't on babysit duty. You're taking a vacation from work.
My son, he has two, and then I have a girl that he went to school with. She has a little boy, and I've been getting him since he was 4 months old. But when I got him, it was all in God's plan because she was struggling with drugs.
Oh.
And still struggling. So Children's Services has given him to me 4 times. She passed a drug test. They give him back. But he's 8 now, and I got him a cell phone. So he could call me, but he was at some friend's house the other night, and they say she clowned out there where they live. So
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I spend most of my time worrying about him. I don't worry about the girls. My son got 2 girls.
Mm-hmm.
I don't worry about them as much. They just, girls are so hard, harder than boys to me.
Right. Okay, Bridget, can you verify your race?
I'm African-American, Black.
And verify your gender.
Female.
Bridge, what is the highest grade you completed in school?
I have a GED.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay. May I have your residential address? I just need your full and complete, just your full and complete street address only, right?
461 Marbury Avenue.
Spell it.
MULBERRY.
Is there any additional address information like apartment number or building number, suite number?
No, ma'am. Okay. No, ma'am. This is the street I live on.
That is it. Okay. And your residential city?
Russellville, Alabama.
Your zip code?
35653.
Bridget, is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have as your address 461 Mulberry, MULBERRY Avenue, mm-hmm. Russellville, Alabama, 35653. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
And what is your occupation?
I am a machine operator at Clark Pulley.
Okay, and based on what type, what do you do there? I mean, I know you
I make pulleys for washing machines and lawnmowers. Okay. Yeah.
Because we have to put in something that has a description on here. And mm-hmm. I thought I saw a machine operator last week. Why is it so hard to find that description on here today? Let me type in machinist and see if that is. Now see Michelle us as these farming machines that operate in a minute. Okay, it says former machine setter operator and tender. It's dealt with metal, plastic.
Metal.
Metal and plastic. Okay, that work.
Just
okay.
metal. Yeah, just metal.
Okay. That these questions, that these are questions that's on the questionnaire that they ask, even if you was unemployed permanently, these are the same
right.
questions they read. So they didn't change because so we're just asking the question that's on the questionnaire. Are you looking for work in your usual occupation?
No.
Okay, so you're
no,
not going.
The plant is just closed down for 2 weeks. That's it.
That's what I said. Okay. That's why I explained. These are questionnaires that's on here. Even if he was unemployed permanently, these
mm-hmm.
are the questions that's on here. We still have to ask these questions.
No
so,
problem.
Okay. So it says, are you looking for work in your usual occupation? Which means, are you going back to your usual occupation?
Yes.
Okay. Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No, we don't. I wish we did.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, I'm not.
Bridget, did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes.
And what is your date?
What is Monday? What's the date? The 8th?
Yes.
What's this Tuesday? Monday.
Bam.
Today is Monday, so what would that be? 8 days from today? And it's the 8th, so the 16th, I guess.
I mean, we can't give you all the information. You all have to get the information.
Okay.
You have to give us that information.
Is today the 8th? The 15th.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I have.
Bridget, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Considering my job is 5 miles away, probably 45.
What is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
The lowest would be 13.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business or do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am, I don't.
And did you work solely on a commission basis? Or do you have a real estate license?
Commission. No, I don't work on either. I just work hourly. That's it.
Okay. Have you applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Bridget, have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in a time between 4/01/2023 and 03/31/2024?
No, I have not.
This is your payment option. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you approve for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefit card. the prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you are approved for payments, there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
That be your checking account, your savings account?
Checking.
May I have your router number?
801-04-3121.
Please confirm your router number.
801-04-3121.
May I have your bank account number?
The bank account number. Hold on 1 minute. I need to get my routing number. Let me check it.
And Bridget, I have to advise, we're on a lot of 2 minute hold time while you research.
Okay, I've got it. I just got to get back to where I was. It's right here. my bank account number. Shit, it ain't on this. All right. It is 2-6-5-1-5-6-7-6-1-3-8.
Please confirm your bank account number.
4-2-3-6-5-1-5-6-2-7-0-0-6-1-3-8.
And who's your last employer?
Clark Pulley.
Phone number for Clark Pulley.
One moment. It is 256-332-4981.
Your work location, city?
Russellville, Alabama.
Your employment start date?
I started through a temp agent, and that was April 25th, 2022.
Your last day that you worked it? June 27, 2024. Okay, Bridget, why are you no longer working?
They laid the plan out for 2 weeks.
Have you received it? Do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day working in vacation pay?
Yes, we'll get 1 day.
1 day of vacation pay?
Yes.
What's your total hour?
8.
Your pay rate per hour?
$13.
Is Monday through Friday 4 hours per week? That's your normal work week?
No, I work Monday through Wednesday.
But you do what
11
you work?
And a half, 11 and a half hours, and on Thursdays I work 5.5 hours.
But it's 40 hours your work week, basically?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We understand that, you know, you may work different days, but is it between those days? That's what we're asking.
Yes.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any sick pay?
No. They don't offer sick pay.
Okay. Any holiday pay?
Just that 1 day, vacation day.
So the vacation is a holiday pay?
Yes.
Because see, that's a difference, a vacation pay and a holiday pay.
Oh, is it? Okay. Had no idea.
And which holiday was it?
It will be the 4th. 4th of July.
Have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay, we have to go down and make sure we got everything answered here on your checklist here.
That's fine.
Okay, Bridget, are all the answers that you have given me correct?
Yes, ma'am.
This is your disclaimer. You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalty for making false statement to obtain unemployment benefit. We match the earner you provide with wages reported by your employer. False mm-hmm. answer can result in an overpayment and a fraud penalty. You certify mm-hmm. by entering your full name that all your answers are true and correct?
Yes.
Okay, did you state your name for me, please?
Bridget Bates.
Verify your social security number.
372-80-0257.
Okay, thank you. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefit. Please submit the following information. Which of the following vehicle have you ever owned it or leased it? 1993 mm-hmm. Mercury Tracer. 2000
yes.
Volkswagen. The Mercury Tracer?
Yes.
Which of the following corporation have you ever been associated with? Association Insurance Agency, Audio Tech, Estate at Manducino at Estates at Manducino at Malibu Bay, neighborhood, or Social Security? None of the above.
None of the above. I don't.
You don't recognize none of those corporation?
No. Say them again.
Associate Insurance Agent, Audio Tech, Estate at Mendocino at Malibu Bay Neighborhood. Social Security, none of the above.
I did get Social Security years ago when my husband died.
Okay. It just said, which of the following corporation have you ever been associated with? It didn't say.
None of the above. I don't recognize any of that.
Okay. Based on your background, in what county is 5447 Gallano Lane? Crenshaw County, Elmore County, Montgomery County, Pickens County, or I have never been associated with this address.
Never been associated with the address.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 12613 Mill Creek Drive, 146 Bowling Lane, 502 Walsh Street, 707 Tyler Avenue Northwest. I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
707 Tyler Street.
Which of the following city has a current or former association to you? Auburn, Muscle Shoals, Tuscaloosa, Gaston, and none of the above.
What is it again?
Which of the following city has a current or former association to you? Auburn, Muscle Shoals, Tuscaloosa, Gaston, none of the above.
Muscle Shoals. That was 30 years ago, but yeah, Muscle Shoals.
Okay, these next three questions here, you will state your answer either as I agree or I disagree. The next three questions, you will state your answer as either I agree or I disagree. You are hereby filing an internet claim for unemployment against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Agree.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Do you agree?
I don't understand it.
You are certified under penalty of perjury that you
I agree.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant's benefits handbook. Do you agree?
I agree.
Okay. Alabama Department of Labor Internet Claim Application Closing Statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirement effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Center or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. An information book of benefits, rights, and responsibility contains information on how your claim is determined. It has instructions regarding your eligibility and how to file your required week certification. Failure to follow the instructions listed in the book that could cause a denial of your benefits. Bridget, the process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a week of certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a week certification each week could result in a loss of benefit. Unemployment claim uses calendar weeks that begins on Sunday, ends on Saturday. You can file your week of certification either online in the claimant's portal. You will click File Week Certification button on the homepage or by telephone. Toll-free phone number is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made starting on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefit. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday, July the 14th, and 5 p.m. on Friday, July the 19th, 2024. Whether you're filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet. Exception to work search requirements are made for the following. If you're an active union member who has submitted proof of good standing with their union, employee who are on a verified short-term layoff, claimants that's attended a director's approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line, 800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Bridget, since you are job attached and have an expected recall date to work, you are not required to make work search, but must be available to return to work upon recall. Any changes in your recall status must be reported by calling our inquiry line at 800-361-4524. Bridget, we're about to submit your claim. Do you have any questions concerning your closing statement?
When do I call this in?
Complete your first week of certification between Sunday, July the 14th, and 5 p.m. Friday, July the 19th, 2024.
Okay. So I can just call this in?
You can call it in, yes, ma'am. The toll-free number is 800-752-7389.
Okay, but I don't have a PIN.
Okay, I'm going to give you a PIN, but I just want to make sure, because if I go out of this page, I won't be able to go back if you have any questions. That's when for you.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to give you a PIN and a confirmation number.
Okay.
Your PIN number is 0425. 0425 is your PIN number.
Okay.
Your confirmation number is 489-819-805. 489-819-805 is the confirmation number.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you for submitting your initial claim and thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Enjoy your day.
You too. Have a blessed one. Bye.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.